Kwa hizo tulama tulogi abe mabili nukala ngele singisi ama hubo 100 ivesi lesbili mkonzeni uJehova ngokujabula nisondele busweni bakhe ngama hubo nentokozo. Yazini ukuthi uJehova uNkulunkulu nguye futhi osenzileyo akuthina uba sibe ngabantu bakhe nezimvuzo zedlelo lakhe siqondene naye. Ngenani ngamasango akhe ngokubonga nasemagcekeni akhe ngokudumisa nimbonge nibusise igama likaJehova ngokuba uJehova muhle ngaso sonke isikhathi bese ke sigcina ngelesingisi.
The Zulu song we sing is a thanks to the Lord, and we say people are longing to be free from sin and ask, is it possible to be freed from sin and experience victory over sin? And we say that it is possible, and through God's grace we can testify of being free from sin. And all nations can come to this gospel where you receive liberty and freedom and victory over sin.
Make a joyfulness to God, all you lands. Make a joyfulness to God, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. And come before his presence with their song. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. We are his people. We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. Oh, enter ye into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Be thankful, thankful unto him, and bless his holy name. And bless his holy name. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. We are his people. We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture.
Ujesu ya ngobisa. Sanibonani ke nonke bantu abasha.
I greet you all, young people.
Siyajabula ukuthi nikwazile ukufika nani nonke njengoba sekushilo.
And we rejoice that you have all come as has been said.
Uma silalela kulaba abathuthayo bathi abantu abasha kulonyaka babona ngathi baningi kakhulu.
To those who are arranging the transport, they say the youth this time around are very many.
My question in the Obachi Farm to Tatama, Pasanga, got us born a Glonyaga, I maninga, Kulama Pasa Tata, wind down, wind down.
In a certain area was usually a certain amount of buses, and now we find that it's more than before.
Sibona watching a local, Umsevenzigankulunkulu, a Kube.
And through that, we see that the Lord's work is continuing.
Futhi ukufika kwenu ngabe siyini uma nina abantu abasha ningafiki la enkonzweni ngeke zababikhe inkonzo zabasha kona sibonga ukuthi nje nikwazi ukumema abanye bekwazi ukufika lokho siyabonga.
What would we be if you didn't come, young people? Others have invited other young people and they have come, and we are really so thankful that you have come to be with us.
Umthandazo wethu nabanye esihlale sithandaza ukuthi kwangathi ungaqhubeka njalo inkonzo zenu zingapheli lokho iqhubekile.
It is our prayer and those that we come together with and pray that the services for the youth would not come to an end.
Sibona uNkulunkulu esisiza njengoba sihloko sikhuluma ngokubonga. Noma inkonzo ikhuluma ngokubonga lapha eZechariah esahluko 16 verse 8 lapha ikhuluma ngokubonga verse Zechariah chapter 16 verse 8.
And we are full of thankfulness as the theme for the conference is 1 Chronicles 16 verse 8, and we thank the Lord. Before we read, shall we pray? Our God, we invite you that you may be among us. It would be in vain if you would not be with us.
Nasizwile futhi basendleleni siyabakhulekela Nkosi ngathi ungabagcina befike bephephile.
Lord, we thank you for those who have arrived safely, and we pray for those who are still traveling that you would help them that they would arrive safely.
Amen.
Amen.
Manje ke la kukhulunywa ngalabo abantu abasha lapha.
Now it was spoken about those young people there.
Mina ngeze ukusho ukuthi thulani umsindo.
I'm not going to say keep quiet. I will just keep quiet.
Baba
will just keep quiet. And if you want to keep talking, well, you'll keep talking, but you won't hear anything from Baba.
Laba, ngenkathi sinenkonzo nabo ngaleminyaka yo 74, asikaze nanini sithabathula umsindo.
Those who we started with in 1974, when we had services, not once did we have to say, keep quiet.
Nelodwa nje sasithi, hayi bafana, hayi bantombazana, thulani umsindo, senkonzweni, lutho. Angazi ukuthi namhlanje kwenziwa yini ukuthi abantu beingane noma nina niba ngumsindo angazi.
Not once did we have to say, boys, girls, keep quiet. I don't know what it is with you now.
Babethula nje ukuthi bengawuba ngumsindo ziyophela inkonzo asikaze sibakhuze ukuthi sibabe kuthiwa siba ngumsindo.
They were quiet from when the service started till the end. Not once did we have to reprimand them.
Singakabikho ke inkonzo ngama 60s, ngo 64, 65, sifika thina sihlangana nabantu abadala asikaze futhi sithulise umsindo.
And before the youth conference, when we came together 64, 65 as older people, we were not once told to keep quiet.
Ngoba sasazi ukuthi uma umzali wakhe kwakubona ubanga umsindo enkonzweni, uzike ukuthi wena mawufika enkonzweni ubanga umsindo uzoshaya.
We knew that if our parents saw us, or if they got word that you made a noise in the service, you would receive a hiding.
So kwaba khona leyo nkululeko kwabantu abazi ukuthi noma ngodelela kanjani noma ngenza kanjani ngeke ngishaye umuntu.
But now you have that freedom. I can just do as I want to. I can cheek whoever I want to. I won't receive a hiding.
Kusho ukuthi ke nibheke ke leyo nkululeko ukuthi iyanonisa, ikhombisa ukuthi uphumaphi. Uma ungahloniphi kuyakuveza ukuthi uphuma endaweni enjani.
Now that you are not reprimanded and not punished is actually of detriment to you, because then you can see where you actually come from.
So nami ke uthe umaluma ngisho la nomzane uyostene ukuthi nami ngaphenduka ngineminyaka eyishumi nantathu ngo-1963.
And Mr. Yosin asked me also just to say, I got converted in 1963. I was 13 years old.
Nami ngathi mangifika lapha enkonzweni ngaqale ngadideka.
And when I first came to the service, I also was confused.
Ungakabekho sizabantu sihlangana etendeni.
Before Kwasizabantu was there, we gathered in a tent.
Ngaleso sikhathi umfundisi Stekeni wayehumshela omunye ubaba wakwakhwela.
Reverend Stegen was translated by Baba Kwela.
Manje wayeculi iculo ethi inkulu indaba ila enkosini.
And he sang a song, "Oh, the matter is great, it is here in our Lord."
Ngibuza ukuthi indabani yona le.
And then I would ask, what story is this?
Mayethi ngegazi lemvana. So sindiswa ngithi igazi lemvana lingamsindisa kanjani umuntu.
And he would say, by the blood of the lamb you would be saved. And I said, how can the blood of a lamb save a person?
Angithi ngiyayibuza ngise nomqondo walokho ukuthi sabu usathi umuntu mayishumayela ulokhu umphendula umbuze noma ngabhethi isingisi noma ngabhethi isiZulu uhamba negama ukuthi awu umzile sethi umzile mayisethi ntambama. And ntambama kanukutambama manje kusebusuku yonke lezo zinto sasithatha njalo amaphutha njalo elokhu siwathatha ukuthi yini lo ukhuluma ngendaba ethi enkulu indaba ila enkosini abesethi ngegazi lemvana sosindiswa ngithi umuntu usindiswa kanjani.
At that time you would take the person's words and you would analyze them and you say, oh, but they've used the wrong word, they say it's afternoon but it's actually evening. But then when it was that, through the blood of the lamb that you can be saved, how is that possible?
Kusho ukuthi kwathi lapha izwi lingihlaba awungalanga ibonaka ukuthi igazi likaJesu liyakwazi ukuhlanza inhliziyo.
But when the word convicted me and pierced me, I understood you could be saved by the blood of the lamb.
Ilapho ngabona khona ukuthi indaba inkulu la uma umuntu evumisa nozakhe.
And that is where I saw that the matter is great. There where a person confesses their sin.
Emdeni wangithi angitshelanga muntu ukuthi sengikhethe inkosi.
In my family I did not tell anyone that I had chosen the Lord.
Dadewethu wafika wachukuluza engichukuluza engichukuluza avela ngayithulela ngathi du waqala wabuza ukuthi kwenzekeni kuwena.
And then my sister would come and she would irritate me or do this and that to me, and I would just keep quiet. And she goes, what has gotten into you? And she saw she should also go to the tent at Maphumulo. And that is where she saw how great the matter was in our Lord.
Ngoba umusindisiwe wamemukela inkosi uJesu. Noma ubani uzoyibonela ukuthi ususindisiwe manje, noma usenkonzweni awusawubanga umsindo, awusalokhu uhleba nabanye, uyayithulela ma lawehlu wenyuka, uyalalela nje izwi lenkosi, ziyaguquka izinto.
If you have been saved, if you have accepted the Lord Jesus, it will be evident for all to see. You will not be told to keep quiet anymore. Things change within you. You can say, well, how can it be? Still at school. Baba also got converted while he was still at school. And by his life, the gospel went forth at school.
First Corinthians 5 verse 17,
the word says that if we are in Christ, we are changed and made into a new being.
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
And you take your time later and read it in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. A young man, a young woman, where the Lord changes you and makes you into a new creation.
And in verse
18 it says, and creates within you that where you have restitution with others. You don't have to be told. The Lord brings it in you. You feel that you need to make right where you as a boy haven't done well against a girl, or that you haven't obeyed your parents. You reconcile. No one will tell you how you must talk, how you must respect. It will happen automatically because it's something that is in you.
Manje ihubo lika David.
We will read a Psalm of David, as it is the theme of this youth conference.
It
says here, praise the Lord and call out his name. Make known his deeds amongst the people, and bring. Sorry, Babu.
Yeah.
Oh, verse 8. Yeah. Make known his deeds among the peoples.
Verse 10. Zibonge ne kamenla ke elingwele manitogose isintizo zabafunu Jehova funanu Jehova namandla ake nimfunisise ubuso bakhe njalo.
And sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Utaviteke lowo othumele ukuthi mase sesihlangane nawe Jehova kumele simboke.
And seek the Lord in his strength and seek his presence continually. That is David saying that we need to thank the Lord.
Athi kufanele futhi simhubele.
And that we sing to him. And make known his deeds among the peoples. Nowadays, people are afraid to testify and to say how the Lord has helped them and saved them. And they say, people.
Yeah. In Psalm 103,
we read, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Mbongo Jehova mphefumulo wami ungakhohlwa imisebenzi yami yonke yakhe yomusa.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Nambona ukuthi eyinkosi ngokwakhe wayitshela ukuthi uJehova ufanele ambonge aphinde futhi athi ngisho umphefumulo wakhe ufanele umbonge usho ukuthi ubeyituba uDavid.
David king was a king, but he still saw the need to praise and thank the Lord Jesus, even his soul, everything within him.
Hayi namhlanje ngithenge emhlanganweni othile.
Today I was on my way to a meeting.
Ngaphandle nje kwala kwasizabantu besinomhlangano obaluleke kakhulu.
Outside kwasizabantu we attended a very important meeting.
Uma sengithi ngongena nje stole esithile.
I was about to enter into a certain shop.
Oh, envelope yami ayisekho. Ebe no 300 rand.
And I saw the envelope I had 300 rand in wasn't there anymore.
Ho, ishona ephi imali?
Oh, where has the money gone to?
Kwakuhlupha lokho.
And it troubled me.
Hayi ngase ngithi oh, ngoba ibise envelope emhlophe ngizoyithola.
But I said it was in a white envelope, so I will find it.
Ucela umunye ngifika kuleyo ndawo ngathi uyabona imali ilahleke lapha bekulapha emhlanganweni eminyango. Ngothi mangifika khona ngithola.
Said, you know what? That money got lost at that meeting by the door. I'll get there and it will be there.
Awu. Hamba ngemoto ngahamba ngathi mangithi na envelope emhlophe ihleli lu 300 phakathi.
And I went with the car, I got there. I said, oh, there's the white envelope. The 300 rand was inside.
Ngamtshela omunye ngathi hey awubhena imali yami ebengishila kodwa imali enga 300 ho kanti bayinyathela ngoba yini iphepha elimhlophe.
And I said to someone, look, I've found my money. How much was it? 300 rand. Oh, that's great. And then you look there, people were just walking and stepping on it. Why? Because it was a white piece of paper.
Bengazi ukuthi mina thina nabanye uma sibona iphepha sicoshi.
I knew that myself and others, if they see a paper, they do not pick it up.
I bona envelope yami inyathele nangeyicathulo imnyama ngikhohlwe ukuyiphathala beyinyathelile ingcolile kanti bemhlophe qwa bayinyathela yini iyiphepha elimhlophe.
I didn't bring that envelope along, but you can just see all the footprints on it. There's been stepped. It is totally dirty. And why? It was a white envelope.
Into esihluphayo nabanye ukuthi make babone iphepha nje ukugoba nje belicoshe ayikunzima kabi.
And it is something that troubles us. If we see a paper that someone can just bend over and pick it up.
Idlula bonke ikhulu lapha siyadlula bafundile nabanjani badlula babuka nje leli phepha mangifuka mina ngiyalicosha leli phepha u 300 rand ukhona la ephaketheni la kuleli kule envelope le.
All the dignitaries, all the learned people walking past, none of them going down to pick up that paper. I picked it up and there's 300 rand inside.
Omunye wathi mawufuna ukubona abantu uthi bakhuthele necosheni amaphepha othi uma uthola nje ukuthi endaweni ethile ungaqashwa uthole imali engaka oshiye iphepha phansi ebecoshe.
And if you want to see that people, whether they can actually pick up some papers, if you're at a certain place where you work and if you would want people to pick up a paper that you would reward them, you know that your money will be safe because no one will pick it up.
Upheka lo muntu ethi awu uthena abantu abaningi ake ngishiye iphepha la mhlawumbe kuzothinteka noma umfana noma intombazane noma wesilisa noma isifana acosheleli iphepha ukuze ngikwazi ukumthole ngoba nanku umsebenzi futhi imali enkulu lapha azofika ihole.
And you are looking for someone who can do the job. You put the paper there, expecting someone to pick it up, but no one does it because you want to find a trustworthy person. And no one came and ended up taking up the paper. And what does that teach us? Isaiah 55:6 says, "Look and search for the Lord while he can still be found. Have an ear to what he says to you."
Manje ke la umfuno uJehova umbize seseduze ngeke ulahlekelwe utho.
If you seek the Lord while he can still be found, nothing will get lost for you.
Nawe ke mhlamba uJesu wamlahla lapha elokishini noma wamlahla lapha edolobheni noma wamlahla kulowa musi buyele emuva ukuthi kungani manje ngingasakuthandazi. Kungani manje ngasalifundi iBhayibheli? Kungani manje ngoba ngase ngikhonze inkosi sokubuya lezi zinto empilweni yami? Funa ukuthi wamlahlaphi lo Jesu.
Maybe there in the place where you live, you lost the Lord at that home or in that place. But if you have lost the Lord, seek him where you will find him.
Mhlawumbe nawe usulahlekelwe inhlonipho, sakwazi ukubahlonipha abazali. Ade qalani ngenkathi usumemukela uJesu bekumnandi kodwa manje sokuphela inhlonipho sokukhona ungalaleli sokukhona ukudelela sokubuya inhlamba mfuneke uJesu wakho ukuthi wamlahlaphi.
Maybe the Lord Jesus was so precious to you. You respected when you got converted, but now you find that there's no more you are disrespectful. You are not obedient. That's the time where you must seek where you have lost the Lord.
Pindele muvu funisise uhambe labo uhamba khona ukuthi kwabasehlathini noma kwabasebusuku sokucisha ugesi ngenza lezi zinto engasile ngimlahlephi lo Jesu obekade senquzwa kumnandi kanje.
Diligently go back in your tracks. Seek the Lord that you may be lose him in the bush, in the forest. Did you lose him in the darkness when under your blanket you were doing things you were not supposed to do?
Awke nami ngithole lapho ukuthi hay ngiyazi ukuthi ngilahlephi le mali.
And that is where Baba also got the secret. I know where I lost the money.
Hay ngathi angizophindele emuva ngamtshela lobe ngekhona kule kulonda kuleso store ngathi uyabo ngizobuyela lapho ngibona ukuthi lahleke eminyango kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi.
And I told the one at that shop, I will go back. I know I lost it there at the entrance, and I know no one will pick it up because it's a white paper. You see, you need to be tidy. If you are able to pick up the papers, you will find that people see you come from a good home. And when I picked up that white paper and someone said, oh, how much was in there? 300 rand. Oh, so much money.
Yeso kuthiwa ke la ku verse 9 hubelani izwi kuye nimhubele nikhulume ngezimangaliso zakhe mhlambe sekuphele ngisho noma yemfuleni noma ngabe uyothesa noma ngabe yapi awusakwazi kumhubela uNkulunkulu awusakwazi kumdumisa awusakwazi ukukhuluma ngemanga sikaNkulunkulu akwenzela zona.
Verse 9 we read, sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of his wondrous works. Maybe you're going to go and get firewood or getting water for the home, but you cannot sing anymore. Sing praises to the Lord. All of that is, you have lost it.
Tinage sikhula besingazi nokuthi uma sekudliwa kumele kubongwe.
When we grew up, we didn't know that when it's time to eat that we must thank.
Bona abazali bethu la behlale la mabebe ukudla bayahla nje ababonke nathi side singabongi kodwa lafika ivangeli sakwazi ukubona ukuthi hawu kanti kuyabonga mawudla.
We looked at our parents, they would just eat. We also didn't pray and give thanks to God. We would just eat, but when the gospel came, we saw that we must give thanks to God.
Sifika la ngo-1970 simlalisa nobabukhwela swashona ubamfundisi kuthi ekusena vula ikhethenisi malivula abesethi hawu siyambonga uNkulunkulu libalela malini athi hawu siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi sithole imvula sabona ukuthi hawu kanti nemvula iyabonga kanti nokubalela kuyabonga.
In 1970, when Baba came, was here with Baba Kwela, who has passed away, they would help Reverend Stegen to get him so that he can be well accommodated. When he would wake up in the morning, open the curtain, we thank the Lord, the sun is shining. On another day, open the curtain, we thank the Lord, it's raining. So we realize it's good to thank for sunshine and rain.
Manje noma sekusuku lokuzalwa, thina besingaligubhu usuku lokuzalwa. Masifika kubona abamhlophe hawu noma kusuku lokuzalwa bayosa bayadla yini nani nani bebonge hawu sathi kanti konke nje ukuthi uwazi usuku lokuthi ubaba wakho noma wakuhlanganisa leminyaka sekuyabonga besingayazi yonke lonto.
We did not celebrate birthdays, but when we came to being with the white people, we saw how they have a birthday for their mother or father, then they have a braai or a great meal. So we saw that it's important and it's good to recognize and acknowledge birthdays.
La savuleka amehlo ukubona ukuthi kanti uNkulunkulu uyabonga. Nakho namanje ngishe inkosi uDavide la uyambonga.
And in celebrating the birthday, we thank the Lord. And that is why our eyes were opened, that we thank, even King David thanked the Lord.
Daniel wathandaza kathathu aguqa kathathu embo ethandaza uNkulunkulu. Zonke lezo zinto sakwazi ukuyifunda uma sithola ivangeli okuyilona lona.
And Daniel would pray 3 times a day, pray to God. And those are the things that we learned when we received the gospel.
Kodwa kwabase Roma 1:21-22 uthi lithi kuthe bemazi abambonganga bamdumisana.
In Romans 1:21-22 they knew him and yet they did not thank him.
Yashintizo yabo yabamnyama.
And their heart turned into became dark.
Niyakubonaka ukuthi abantu abasha kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi noma ngabe uhamba ngetekisi noma ngabe uhamba emhlanganweni uyapi umbonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi ugcinile waze wafika kuleyo ndawo.
Young people, do you see how important it is? Maybe you're traveling with a taxi, but that you thank the Lord that you've arrived at your destination.
Kuthiwa ke ngenxa ukuthi kabambonganga intukuthelo kaNkulunkulu yabavuthela. Abesifazane bakhanukela abesifazane nabesilisa bakhanukela abesilisa kwabakhona ongqingili netabana.
Because they did not thank the Lord, the anger of the Lord came upon them and they were given over to their lusts. Women loved women, men loved men, so lesbians and homosexuals came.
Niyabona ke le nkonzo esinikwa yona yokubonga ukuthi ibaluleke kangakanani ukuthi simbonga uNkulunkulu, umbonga uNkulunkulu ngakwenzele yona, umbonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi ufike kule minyaka osufike kuyona, umdumise nakho ngangaso zonke indlela ongambonga ngazo.
Do you see how important it is to thank? To thank God for the years that you have lived and for what the Lord has done for you. Keep thanking him.
Abanga nje ubona intombazane noma ngathi ngasehlathini yadlula na intombazane qabuleke intombazane nangumfana qabule omnye umfana ubone nje ukuthi ngenxa yokungambonga uNkulunkulu.
And if you are walking in the forest and you see a girl is kissing another girl or a boy another boy, you see what comes about it if you do not thank the Lord.
Abantu sebephila impilo leSodoma neGomora.
They are living a life of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ungambongi nje uNkulunkulu ngabona usungena ezonweni ezinzima ngenxa yokungambongi nje uNkulunkulu.
If you do not thank the Lord, you find yourself going into grave sins because you do not thank the Lord.
Ubalulekile ukuthi umbonge uJehova umdumise ukuthi awuma ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi awungihushulanga awungibulalanga. Nakho ngifundile manje sengize ngawuthisha senze ngathola umsebenzi umbonge nje umzali wakho ukuthi noma usothisha ukuthi ma mina akho ngunika khona lokho wangenzela khona.
How important it is to thank the Lord. Even thank your mother that your mother did not abort you and that you see where you are now. You are learned. You have learned so many things and you thank her and you even give her a gift in thankfulness.
Kusho ukuthi ke uDavide uyasifundisa namhlanje ukuthi nawe ungakwazi ukumbonga uNkulunkulu umbonge ngokungambonga ngakho. Noma ngabe uphumelelile waphasa kahle wadlulela kwenye iclass konke lezo zinto kumele umbonge ukuze uNkulunkulu angakujezisi. Sibona abantu benza izono kangaka nje ungambongi.
And even King David teaches us to bless the Lord, to thank the Lord. If you've done well at school, to thank the Lord. People get into so many sins. Why is that? Because they do not thank the Lord.
Ingakho ke isilethi mfuneni uJehova senekuthola nimbize seseduze umuntu ashiye indlela yakhe imicabango yakhe uyokwenza ukuthethelela kube kukhulu.
And that is why the word says seek the Lord while he is near. Ask him so that he can help you, because if he does help you, that forgiveness will be great.
Abantu bahlusha imicabango emibi namhlanje abalali baqwasha baklinywa imoya emibi. Azi ukuthi abuyeza ubusuku omnyalala ebeke iBhayibheli icamele kulona ngoba uyazi ukuthi le nto izofika emhlinye ebusuku.
And there are those that are troubled by evil spirits. Even when it is night time, they know they can't even sleep because these spirits strangle them. Another will take the Bible, put it on his pillow just so that they can sleep.
Kanti uverse 7 ukuthi umuntu omubi makayishiye indlela yakhe. Umuntu azi ukuthi le ndlela imbi ingise esihogweni lapho khona khona ukukhala nokugedla kwamazinyo. Ngisho imicabango yakhe lithi asiyishiye sibuyele kuJehova.
And verse 7 says that we must leave and flee from evil, because the evil that we must leave and then we must return to God.
Usengamthola kuJehova umuntu omusha uma ungakamtholi. Wena usumtholile awuqhubeka nokuyikhonza iNkosi.
Young person, you can still find Jehovah. And to you who haven't found him, you can, but you who have, continue to live for him.
Usakwazi ukuyikhulumela, usakwazi ukuyihambela uye enkonzweni njengoba ufikile la. Isikhathi ke sokuthi nawe uma ungakamtholi uJesu umfune uzomthola angena enhlizweni.
If you are still able to talk, if you are still able to walk, that is your time. Use that opportunity to find the Lord.
Umama othile wagula.
A certain mother became ill.
Waze wahamba waya esibhedlela.
She went to hospital.
Uma esesibhedlela lapho egula egula zezingane zafika.
And she was ill, she was in hospital, and the children came to see her. And they say, oh, our mother, we are so hungry, no food at home. And she said, my children, what will help you? Pray together and read the Bible. And they would come to see their mother, still busy with that, and mother would say, that's what you must do. But they say, we are so hungry. The time came when their mother got well and she could be discharged from hospital. And And then, when she got home, we can see this mother taught them to read the Bible. But then she said, bring us the Bible. When the mother opened the Bible, and there she found the money in the Bible.
And
you see, my children, there was money here. If you had opened the Bible and read the Bible, you would have found this money. Now you see, young people, the money that you have, you waste on different drinks, juices, but you could take that money and get a Bible, because the Bible is food for the soul.
Ungalamba ngokomphefumulo ulambe iBhayibheli likhona obungayikhumbuza nje ukuthi ngeenkonzo zabasha kwafunda labo nje lalamelizwe la libhalike ukuthi umfundi Stekeni wafunda lelizwe ngalimaka la ngalibhala.
And you find that your soul thirsts for life, and you can get that in God's word. Baba even made a note in his Bible that it's the verse that Reverend Stegen read. The Bible is the food for your soul, and it will help you to grow in the grace of God. Because there are also those that are still going to work, I will make the sermon not too long. And
in
In the Gospel according to John, chapter 1. And we'll read verse
10.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Imagine Jesus being sent as the Lord Jesus Christ so that the people can be saved, but the people did not accept him. Where God has sent the Lord Jesus for us to be saved, to receive that grace from him, you come to the service and yet you do not accept the Lord Jesus.
And
look in your Bible what verse 12
says.
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. You will see in these days, there will be those who choose the Lord, who commit their lives to the Lord, and that they will receive new strength.
sebezobizwa ukuthi babantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
They might be old in years, but will be known as children of God.
Yazi makuthiwa laba bantwana basebukhosini abahle noma ukudla kunjani ngoba abantwana basebukhosini.
If you are children of the royal family, you do not just eat any old hal because you are children of the royalty.
Uyabona nangendlela abahlonipha ngayo ukuthi nangendlela abahamba ngayo ukuthi laba bantu abasebukhosini.
And just the way in which they respect, the way their manner is, you can see they are royalty.
Nakanjalo umuntu mayesemukelile uKristu uyabonakala ukuthi lo muntu useguqukile usesidalwe sisha ngoba useyumntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
If someone accepts Christ, they are a new creation. Everyone can see that they are different.
So kukhona amandla anawo awatholela egazini leNkosi Jesu Kristu.
There's power they've received in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Usiyakwazi ngisho ukuthandaza, siyakwazi ukufunda iBhayibheli, siyakwazi ngisho ukuhuba, siyethanda nezinkonzo ngoba sethola lawo mandla okumkhonza uNkulunkulu.
They have power to sing, to testify. They can read God's word. They're even able to sing.
Noma ngaqhamukile lingo ngapha nangapha kodwa usethola amandla okuyinqoba lezi lingo.
Temptations come from all sides, but they have power to withstand those temptations.
Awatholekela amandla amphilele uNkulunkulu kubonakala izinto ihamba kahle.
We receive that power. Live for the Lord Jesus and see that things are going well.
Hawu ngene lapho kuyibona ukuthi hayi mina sengikhulile manje ayibangibona ngimuhle bangibona nginefika bangibona kunje ingene pigok.
And then you see that, oh, now I'm growing up. I've got a figure now, and now the peacock comes in. And my voice is starting to be deep. And that's where you start becoming proud.
And
then Satan comes in, and then the power to overcome him comes to an end. Now let me tell you a secret. Those that were singing here, and the one who's translating for me.
La uma ushata nentombi, ushata nentombi nto.
When you get married to a lady, you get married to a pure lady.
Ay ushata nomuntu. Uthola ukuthi awu saba isikeke saba scrapper
to a virgin, not someone who is second hand in a scrap.
Leli vangeli ke liyamakha kumuntu.
This gospel builds someone up.
Laba bantu mabeshatha ngalolo suku kwazi kumbamba ngengalo eqala kumbamba ngengalo angamazi ukuthi unhloboni. Sethola intombi hayi ukuthi angikwazi ukuyithatha ingulube isesakeni mina ngihlole ngivule ngibone isesakeni ukuthi ingulube enjani.
And where you take the lady by the arm, and that's the first time you touch that lady's arm. Not that you, if you have a pig that's in a bag, but you say, I already know what kind of pig that is.
Ileli ke ivangeli ke esabekelwa lona lesisekelo esiqinileyo sinalolo phawu ukuthi umuntu mayisememukela uJesu uthi cha ngisemncane cha ngisafunda isikole kunjalo ntombi kunjalo insizwe tshela uthi hayibo mina ngizofunda la angihlele hayi umuntu ethi hawu wazi wamuhle cha angihlele wena mina ngizofunda la mina ngifuna ukuqeda ngibe utho.
And that is the gospel that is built on a firm foundation. When you are still a young child, you can say no. When you are older at school, you can still say no. When someone can say, oh, how beautiful you are able to stand.
Ngoba ivangeli liyamakha umuntu limgoqula abesidalwa esisha. Konke lokho okubuse engqondweni, mase ungena uJesu, ziyajika izinto.
The gospel makes you a new creation. All the evil thoughts, things that were troubling you, they are gone because you are new.
Ngathi kumfundisi Stekeni ngineminyaka 15.
When Baba was 15 years old, he said to Reverend Stegen,
ngathi ngicela ukubuza ukuthi kungani nina ningamithisi nina bamhlophe. Oh, ukuthi ningakhulelisi ungakashati bese suba nengane.
Okay. Why do you white people your youth, why they are not, they don't expect before marriage?
Ngathi yini ukuthi nina bamhlophe ningatholi ingane ningakashati?
Why do you white people not have children before you get married?
Wase ngiphendula.
And he answered me.
Wathi lalela.
Said, listen to this.
Siyasidwebela thina bamhlophe.
We put a circle around us.
Uma ngithola ingane ngisemncane kangaka ngizomondla ngani lengane?
If I get a child and I'm still so young, how will I care for it?
Angasiqethi nesikole ngineminyaka u 18 no 19 sengizothola ingane, sesithi siyadwebela ke thina sithi ngeke sikwenze lokho.
And I'm 18, 19 years old. How can I look after a child? That is why I put a circle around myself.
Wathi nina kanidwebeli. Ubona nje ingane no 19 no 26 noma sesebe ithola ingane be no 14, 15. Ingane sebe isimuntu sengane sokhala ingane la ngemuva. Awu, ihlaso.
It's because you do not put a circle around you. You find 14, 15 year old children. There's a child crying on the back.
Usho ukuthi umuntu efika hambe fika la ekhaya angisebenzi nezingane ezintathu. Hawu, soshadile angashada. Kodwa akaza icabange nje lento ukuthi uma ngimtholisa umntwana lengane ngiyondla ngani.
And that is a disgrace. People come here looking for work. They say, I already have three children. Are you married? No. So how can you care for your children?
Manje ke ngasithola leso sifundo.
That is where Baba got that lesson.
Ukuthi kanti bona bathola le mfihlakalo le.
They have grasped that secret.
Nawe akuyibambisiseke ngabe usemncane ungakanani akathola ingane, akuyibambe le mfihlakalo ukuthi hayibo ngisazofunda mina, safuna ukuba uthisha, ngibe umabhalane, ngibe umnesi, ngibe imantshi, ngibe umangameli, safuna ukufunda. Hayi lokhu uyibambezela ngento engenamsebenzi.
That is why you take a lesson. You are still young. If you don't have a child, then you say, that's not for me. I still want to study. I want to become a teacher or a lawyer or a secretary. All those things. What will help you? Only one thing. You hide in Jesus.
Yokwazi ugcineka ngensizwe, yokwazi ugcineka mfelokazi, yokwazi ugcineka nawe ntombi la enqabeni kuJesu Kristu.
If you find yourself, you take Jesus as your refuge, you will remain there as a young man, as a widow, in whatever you are.
Ngoba lithi la kuverse 12 lithi kepha abamemukelayo wabapha amandla.
Verse 12, to all that received him, he gave them the ability, the strength to be the children of God. To those who believed in his name. I love this word. It excites me. I don't know if it excites you. This power, I am aware of it.
Ngiyawazi la umandla angibambayo, angibamba ngakwesho ukuthi ubumnandi bomnandi kangakanani ukuba ubizwe ukuthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
I know that power. It has taken hold of me. How wonderful to be known as a child of God.
Awu uthi masihamba lapha nomalume sisigibela amabhano esihamba amabhano azaba amathathu sibhekele eIndia.
When I was traveling with Mr. Yorston, as we were going towards India on three different planes.
And
in the toilet, in the aeroplane there's a toilet there. And as I got to the door, I walked, our paths crossed with a white lady. And when I got in there, she had forgotten her cell phone. What would you have said? Would you have said, oh, the Lord loves me?
And
to you who worship the spirits, your ancestors, you'll say, oh, my ancestors, they have smiled on me. But Baba came out and said, who's lost a cell phone? And she was so thankful. She said, thank you very much, and I received a blessing. And even on the yard here, if you find money, if you find a cell phone, you will receive a blessing if you can find it for the owner. When Baba was 10 years old, before he had gotten converted, he found some money. But he shouted out, who has lost money? It was a one rand, a paper note at that time. An old lady said, oh, it's mine. Said, oh, may you be blessed for finding it for
me.
Imagine that cell phone which I found in the toilet. If I had hidden it, I might have been searched all over, and then you find that cell phone. What would those who I had gone with to go and preach, what would they be like? Show forth your salvation, whether you are at school or where you work. Show this Lord Jesus. This Jesus whom you have accepted, may it be evident that you are you able to, do you have the power to overcome sin?
Maybe
you are known for your smoking, you're taking the different drugs, or that you have this woman, then that woman. May the people see there at these services how you have been saved. This afternoon was wonderful. All those who thank the Lord for what he has done for them. Maybe there where you live, oh, the people's chickens and goats are not safe. You are known for the thief you are. To those who smoke unga, do you know that there are spirits that talk to them? There's no money that you can hide. The spirit will tell them where to find that money. Through the Lord Jesus whom we serve, whom we have received, we are able to confess our sins, we are able to overcome, and that we can serve him and show forth.
In 1968,
when we were at Kingscliff, There was the wedding of Baba and Mama Kwela, and we sang that song. Thank the Lord in the morning. Thank him in the afternoon. Thank him in the evening.
Ngisho Jesu kubulo wakhe. Kwathe sesindiswa abantu abanoxhoko kwezoyedwa uzobonga. Wathi baphi laba bashaka lolunye.
And even when the Lord Jesus cleansed and healed those 10 lepers, one came back to thank. He asked, where are the other 9?
Mhlambe nawe uJesu kulindele nje ukuthi umbonge, awumbongi. Mbonga uJehova.
Maybe the Lord Jesus is waiting for you to thank the Lord, but you don't thank
the Lord.
We are thanking the Lord. Reverend Steken has passed away, but the services are continuing. We are thanking the Lord.
And
we don't even bother about those who make a noise in the service. They still need to understand that they've come to a service. Don't you want to come to the Lord and receive rest? Because the matter is great in our Lord Jesus.
And
that man, when he was still young, he would sing these songs, and you could see it in his face. It was a great matter in our Lord.
It's
wonderful to be a Christian. It's wonderful to be a believer. And I was reminded of in India, where we would say, Stotomiya, where we were saying,
bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
And brethren, isn't it wonderful to be a Christian that it's able to see that the power of the Lord, whether you are a young woman or a young man, that God's power rules in your life? And why don't you just try? If you make your life right and see what the Lord will do for you. And when you pray, just to see what God does for you. When you pray, to see what God will do for you. See, Baba has got... to the one who bought the new Bible, thank you very much. And it's leather.
Thank you very much. And that is what it's like to be in the
Lord
Jesus. Do you know Baba Zondi?
Sengisho ukuthi uma uthandaza, 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 uNkulunkulu okwazi ukuphendula nawe, okwazi ukuphendula, okwazi ukusizakala.
When you keep praying to the Lord Jesus, you can be saved.
And that
the Lord Jesus will answer your prayer and you receive that which you are seeking.
The
Bible says, respect your parents so that your days may be long.
You are
reducing your days if you do not respect your parents or there where you are working or at
school.
And I mentioned Baba Zondi. One day I said, Baba Zondi, at our home, it's a steep hill. When it's raining, we can't get home. We leave the car at the
neighbor's.
And through this, I am praising God. Don't say that I'm trying to show myself off. King David says, make known the deeds among the people.
Oh, ngithawu manje zondi ngiyakhuleka ukuthi ngithole 4x4. Yabona imoto edonsa ngamagiya wonke ukuze ngikwazi nami ukudonsa malini izulu ikwazi imoto kulala ekhaya.
And I said to Baba Zondi, you know, I'm praying that the Lord will give me a 4x4 where all four tires work at the same time that I can get home. Not that I go to the branches and I say, I need a 4x4. I said, Baba Zondi, I'm going on my knees and asking for that. And I said, Baba Zondi, it has come. It is there.
What if?
And ask where? I said, no, it is up there.
It's
still in heaven.
It
can arrive at any time.
I
got a phone call. You see my joy.
But I
said, Baba,
there's
a car. How much?
But I told him,
no, it is for free. You'll see it standing outside, and I went to go and fetch it.
4x4, diesel.
Diesel, 4x4.
And you
see, if you say you want to remain pure, I want to be a teacher, I want to be a lawyer. See what it's like if you remain faithful to the Lord. And to respect, I want to respect my parents. And I want to behave well at work and not steal. And the Lord in heaven will hear. Maybe you cannot believe. Whatever denominations you go to, you cannot accept the Lord Jesus. The word says, he came to his own and his own did not accept him. Maybe you'll be preached to, but you will not receive the Lord. I was walking with my mother. She would walk 15 kilometers from where she worked back home.
And
where we would have a tin, and you'd have vaseline and a string, and you'd have some paraffin in there, and then you turn it upside down, that some paraffin comes to the wick, and that's your torch. And we didn't have money, we couldn't buy torches to show the way. And I am not ashamed to testify of it. It is the Bible that encourages me that I need to thank the Lord. And my mother said to me, now to you parents who are here,
what in your face, engathinga thola ingane eyodwa nje engabe umentshisi ikhanisele ezinye ingane ekhuluma nami.
She was speaking to me and she said, oh, if only one of my children would be a match, accept the Lord and like the others.
Angimphendulanga.
I didn't answer her.
Ngoba kashonga ukuthi ngiyafisa ukuba wena kodwa wathi ngiyafisa ngathi ngathola ingane eyodwa nje.
Because she did not say, I wish it is you. She said, I wish one of my children would accept the Lord Jesus. And I say this because maybe that is the desire you must have. And in my heart I said, oh Lord, may it be me. I was, how old then? 13 years old. But God in heaven was here, heard it. Praying in my heart, he heard me. And I was the first to get converted. And I was able to shine the way for the others also to accept the Lord. You can also pray. Maybe your heart is so hard, but you hate your brother, you hate your sister, but pray to the Lord Jesus.